economics, IMF lauds BOT's crisis management. Inflation targeting mitigated damage. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has credited the Bank of Thailand's inflation targeting framework with mitigating the economic impact from the three major shocks that occurred from 2008 to 2011. In a private note to the central bank, dated earlier this month, the IMF said economic losses stemming from the global financial crisis, the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, and the Thai flood crisis during this period would have equaled 4% of gross domestic product if the inflation targeting framework and managed float of the foreign exchange system had not been in place. The note focused on assessing the country's inflation targeting framework. In the note, the IMF reached the same conclusion as independent evaluators Stefan Granville, a former deputy governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, and Takatoshi Ito, an economics professor at the University of Tokyo, in 2010. They praised the Bank of Thailand for its inflation targeting performance, monetary policy accountability, and external communications. A debate has emerged locally about whether the inflation targeting framework is the most suitable, and if the country should focus more on growth and less on inflation. The inflation targeting framework forced the central bank to accumulate operating losses deriving from a money market operation to stabilize the baht. The framework usually results in accounting losses on the central bank's books. Under it, inflation targeting, interest rates are linked closely to inflation. And if prices are within the target range, the interest rates may remain at a high level relative to that of other countries. The high interest rates, in turn, lure foreign capital inflows, resulting in excess liquidity that calls for the central bank to sterilize the money market, buying foreign currencies to keep foreign exchange rates at desired levels and maintaining the country's competitiveness. The central bank maintains it must stick with its mandate of keeping inflation stable and low. The IMF said economic growth and inflation rates in countries that have adopted an inflation targeting framework is better than in countries using alternative frameworks. Inflation targeting is globally recognized as a major factor behind low and stable inflation over the past decade, with the rate reduced by 5 percentage points in countries where it has been applied, it said. The framework is flexible enough to accommodate other objectives that support growth, especially when there are shocks that need addressing, while returning inflation to within the desired range over the medium term. The IMF's Research and Monetary and Capital Markets departments have been working with the Bank of Thailand staff to further strengthen its IT framework and see Thailand as one of the better examples of the successful implementation of an inflation targeting framework among emerging markets, the IMF said in the note. In 1989, New Zealand became the first to adopt inflation targeting. And since then, a total of 29 countries have adjusted their monetary policy to fit this framework. The European Central Bank, the Swiss National Bank, the Bank of Japan, and the U.S. Federal Reserve implement monetary policy frameworks in which inflation targeting features prominently. Successful implementation of such a framework requires a sound fiscal position, a strong financial system, and the absence of over-indebtedness in U.S. dollar terms, said the IMF's note.